Welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Good evening, folks. Rob F. Switch here with you this evening.
Or morning, or afternoon, or
yes,
whatever time you're listening to this.
That's right.
For us, it's the evening.
Right.
So, this is episode 122.
Good old 122, I like to say.
And I just wanted to say one thing about episode 121. I mentioned that that was my first time kicking off a free play episode.
Yes.
But right after we recorded it, I realized that we had done those, the three free plays in a row, you know,
right.
You know, around episode 100, you know?
Right, right.
And so I did actually start those ones off as well. There was a couple of those that I started off before.
So okay.
Episode 101 and 103. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to clarify that. And a listener, I think it was perhaps the listener, Tom, pointed that out as well.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, so do you have anything to mention?
No.
Well, let's get right into it.
Oh, fantastic.
So today's episode is going to focus on Mahjong games. Or, oops, I forgot to. Anyway, Mahjong games or Mahjong games. There's so many of these games for that came out during the 8-bit and 16-bit era. You know, Mahjong is, of course, basically like a Chinese dominoes type of situation.
Have something. You ever played it?
No, I haven't, but I had one as a kid. I had a set as a kid. Mm-hmm. Have you played it?
No, I have not.
Uh-huh. I never really learned how to play it, though, even though I owned it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a ton of games. I listened to about 50 soundtracks for this.
Wow.
Over 50.
I listened to a fraction of that number.
Uh-huh. And I found a lot. I don't know about you, but I found there to be a lot of really good music in this. This episode kind of reminded me of, you know, one of these episodes where we kind of delve into a more specific genre and find all kinds of cool stuff, you know, like the board games episode or a manga or something like that, you know?
Well, when I was looking at the list of Mahjong games, I was going through my list, and as soon as I found what I wanted, that was it. Game over for me.
Right. Yeah. So, I've got some good stuff here. I'm real excited to share these tracks with you and the listeners.
Okay.
And but you'll be starting it off.
Let's see here. I'm going to go Mega Drive. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not as many Mahjong games for the Mega Drive.
Right.
But a ton for the Super Famicom.
Sure.
And for the Famicom as well. Yeah.
Mahjong Cop Ryu. Mm-hmm. Hakudo no Yabu.
Yeah, I had some backup tracks picked out from this one as well.
The composer is unknown, but here is a jam to kick things off in Mahjong episode. Mahjong jam, as we
a Mahjong.
A Mahjong. Here we go. Mahjong Cop Ryu, Hakuru no Yabu, by Unknown.
This is a good track.
This is an excellent jam.
I had this track picked out.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not for my final list, but it was definitely like a high up on my backups. Yeah.
At the beginning, it's kind of got a James Bond type of secret agent type of thing, but it still keeps a little danciness, a little waltzy style dance to it.
I like this part a lot right here, where it gets kind of jazzy, sort of. It's got that 70s kind of romantic vibe going, you know?
What's the name of that song, You're Just Too Good to Be True, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You?
No, I don't know.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? It's got kind of that vibe to it.
I don't know that one.
You don't know that song? It's a famous song.
Oh, really? No, I don't know. I don't know famous stuff. I only know obscure stuff.
Obscure stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
You and Sharky.
Yeah.
Right. Well, maybe me and Sharky can have a moment here. He knows what's up.
Sure, yeah.
Right.
This is good, though. This is a good track. All right. Good choice. I'm going to move on to a Famicom game.
Okay.
By the way, all of these are all Japanese-only releases.
Right. Mahjong, not a big hit here in the States, I guess.
I guess not.
Chinese Checkers was a hit from the Far East.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, like I said, actually somebody did give me a Mahjong set for a birthday or something like that. I did have one. I still probably have it at my mom's house or something somewhere.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, so these are all Japanese-only releases. So this is for the Famicom, and this is called Ide Yosuke Meijin no Jisen Mahjong 2. This is the sequel.
We both had tracks from this game picked out.
In fact, we both picked exactly the same three tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the music, I guess, is composed by Norihiko Togashi. But I'm not 100% on that. This is a Capcom game. Although I think it might have been developed by a company called Arc System Works. Just a little unclear about this. But anyway, this is gameplay music. And this is speaking of jams, this is a real majam right
okay.
here.
Okay. Oh, majam.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think you'll agree. Well, because you picked this track as well, so.
Okay. Maybe I'll mugry.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. From Ide Yosuke Meijin no Jisen Mahjong 2, music by Norihiko Togashi. And I really like this track a lot.
Yeah.
It's just really groovy, you know? It's just, the melody is a lot of fun, and it's just really good. It's just a good jam.
I like that last little drum bit at the very end.
Oh, the drum is awesome at the end. I like
what's
that.
Up.
Here comes. This part right here. It's awesome. So good right there.
You know that what that last little bit reminds me of? What you do? You know when you play domino? Have you ever seen guys that really get into domino? They'll just go, oh, domino. They'll slam it down.
Yeah.
And they go, domino, foo.
Yeah.
Right? Something like that.
Uh-huh.
That's what you do in Mahjong.
Okay.
That last part.
Uh-huh.
Let me give it a shot.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. You missed it. You missed it. You got it. You should have done it like I don't know. You should have done it.
I thought I was waiting for after.
Okay.
Because that was me laying down my tiles.
Okay. Well, I thought it was more like you're about to do it, and it's like you take a breath, and it's like that's the silent part, and then you
back in.
You know, that's when you hit him with a mahjong.
Right. You go mahjong,
homie. Or the domino, or whatever.
Right. Well, hey, you know, I wouldn't consider myself a passionate domino player. I play dominoes. I wouldn't slam them down like that. But
right. You're a gentleman.
Yeah, sure.
Here goes. Here comes. Ready? Domino.
Mahjong. It's mahjong.
Mahjong. Yeah, mahjong. All right.
Okay. Let's see. I'm going to go with Famicom as well.
Okay.
Mahjong Club Nagatachu. Okay.
All right.
This is by Unknown and Brent. Do you know the first rule of Mahjong Club?
Never fall in love.
No, Brent, you do not.
Nobody talks about it.
You don't talk about it.
Right.
You know what the second rule about Mahjong Club is?
Wait, hold on. I never feed them after midnight. Never feed the Mahjongs after midnight.
No. You try to get as many Kongs as you can.
Okay.
I'm just looking up Mahjong rules right now.
Oh, really?
I have no idea what I'm talking about. You know what the third rule of Mahjong Club is?
That is never fall in love.
No. It's just, I don't want any invalid chows. No invalid chows here tonight.
Okay.
And if it's your first night at Mahjong Club, you have to play.
Okay.
Track from Mahjong Club. I got to touch you.
Cho, I think it's Cho.
Oh, Cho. Okay.
Nagataka Cho. Nagatacho. Nagatacho. All right. So, yeah.
I like the change right here. You see how it got a little. It's already kind of a melancholy piece, but if it can get even more melancholy. It just did. Mm. It's relaxing, but it's time to move on.
Well, I might wake you up a little bit.
Okay.
Or unrelax you. Not unrelax you, but, I mean, not that it's going to stress you out or anything, but this next track is a little bit more of a party jam, kind of.
Okay.
It's not a party jam. It's like the beginning of a party. It's like warming up for a party kind of jam. It's actually good to come out of relaxation mode because it's like going to warm you up for some party music, you know?
Okay.
That's what it sounds like kind of to me. This is from a Super Famicom game called Super Mahjong 3.
Okay. Revenge of Columns.
Revenge of Columns, yeah. Kara Kuchi is the subtitle of it. Super Mahjong 3 Karakuchi. And the composer on this is Masakatsu Maekawa. And we're going to hear Battle Theme 5. Music from Super Mahjong 3 Karakuchi. We'll be right back. is music from Super Mahjong 3 Karakuchi, music by Masakatsu Maekawa. This is Battle Theme 5. I really like this track a lot. It's just, I like the melody a lot. It's got a funky kind of drum beat and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I like that, yeah. Come on. I like that melody a lot. Especially that little lick right there. Yeah. Right. Good track.
Okay. I am going to stick with Famicom, like from my previous track. Mahjong RPG Dora Dora Dora, which I believe is some kind of Dora the Explorer Mahjong RPG crossover. Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The composers for this track are Kyohei Sada and Kana Takahashi.
Yeah, you know, Kyohei Sada used to work for Konami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he worked on, I think he did sound effects for Contra 1 for the Nintendo.
Okay. Mahjong RPG Dora, Dora, Dora.
It's got to be the ending, right?
Right.
Got to be.
Right. Could be pause music. This could be pause music.
This could be battle music.
Password screen music, I'm pretty sure.
This could be, yeah.
Character select.
This could be, yeah.
Bonus room. Bonus room.
We've used up all the best one. Best answers already.
This has got a... It reminds me of classical music at certain points.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh. The bass starts pumping.
Right. Graduating Mahjong class of 2013.
Domino.
Oh, I like that. Oh no, more Domino.
Domino.
Like the old Batman,
yeah.
Right.
No, that's a good, nice track. It's a nice track.
Yeah.
Nice track.
No, we had picked out a similar track.
It was a similar vibe. Yeah.
Right.
And I picked it as a backup.
And on that same game, from that same game.
Yeah.
And hey, don't get me, that was a great track as well.
Right.
But this one to me stood out.
And you know, listening to this, that's actually a pretty short track, the other one.
Right.
This one feels much more complete. It's full, has a full arc to it, you know.
Yeah.
I think you made the right choice by going with this one instead of the other one.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I feel the same way. Yeah.
So I'm going to move on to a game for the Super Famicom called Mahjong Taikai 2. I don't have a composer for this, but the company is Koei, you know,
okay.
K-O-E-I, you know. And if you're familiar with that company, they oftentimes deal with historical events. You know, they do a lot of war games. They've done, like, you know, American Revolution game. They have an American Revolution game. They did World War II games, or, you know, they did, you know, the PTO games.
Right.
You know, a lot of historical stuff. And so this game is actually kind of a historical mahjong game. You play mahjong with historical figures.
Okay.
Figures such as Abraham Lincoln and Cleopatra.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh. I'm totally serious, yeah.
Wow.
And there's also some Japanese historical figures that I forgot the names of, but
okay.
All kinds of different historical figures, you play mahjong with them, you know?
Right.
And so anyway, that's sort of what this game is about. I don't know. I was actually able to figure out all the character themes for this game, but this track I picked, I don't know where this is in the game. It's not a character theme, but it's somewhere in the game, but it's a good track. So I'm just going to call this one Gameplay from Mahjong Taikai 2 for the Super Famicom. Mahjong Taikai 2. This is music from that game. And a good track, I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It's nice. It's mellow. It's mellow, but also kind of triumphant, too.
You hear that? Dun, 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 dun. It sounds almost like a keyboard. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah.
There's a very similar sound, and I think it kind of captures the moment at that time, but it reminds me of... There's a similar sound in this movie called Undefeatable.
Okay.
It's a terribly, terribly bad late 80s, early 90s martial arts action movie.
Okay.
But it reminds me of an action movie.
Okay.
A martial arts action style sound you would hear.
Yeah, sure, okay. Yeah. Release.
Yeah. Very nice.
It's good. Getting over this track. I love that right there. It's good. Okay.
Okay, Brent, how would you like to go on a Maj adventure?
Okay.
Caribbean cruise on, well, it's kind of a Maj adventure.
Maj adventure, okay, yeah.
Mahjong Sengqi.
Okay.
And you know this composer very well.
Unknown.
Kazuo Sawa.
Oh, Kazuo Sawa, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. This is the composer. He did Battle of Olympus, and he did, other stuff.
Sure. To name a few.
Yeah. But not to be confused with Kazuo Hanzawa,
right,
who is a different composer.
Right.
But
Kazuo Sawa was the only familiar name popped out for me.
Oh, really? You didn't recognize Kiyohei
Sada? No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't until you just brought that up.
Yeah.
So it's nice to see someone familiar.
Yeah, familiar face.
Yeah. Maja Venture Mahjong Senki is a Mahjong game, if you haven't figured that out.
Oh, he also did River City Ransom, by the way. That, mm-hmm, that came to me just now.
From the Famicom system, mm-hmm, here is a track for everyone. Adventure Mahjong Senki, Kazuo Sawa.
Beautiful track.
Kind of almost has a Castlevania feel to it, you know?
Castlevania, okay. The second part is my favorite part, which is about to change coming up. Here we go.
All right, so we heard from my last track was Mahjong Takai 2. I think this is the first one in the series, Super Mahjong Takai.
Okay.
So it's also made by Koi. The composer on this, it's unknown for me, but it might be Hirori Wakakua. I just wasn't able to really fully confirm that. But Hiori Wakakua. And this is Super Mahjong Taikai, which I think is the first one, even though the other one's just called Mahjong Taikai 2. Super Famicom. And, as I said before, there's all these historical figures that you can play in the game. And we're going to hear Theme of Cleopatra.
Okay.
So Cleopatra of Cleopatra fame, you know?
Right.
Some of the other historical figures that were runner-ups for me on this one, and this isn't a joke, but it's like the setup to one of your things,
right.
You know what I mean? Like some of the other historical figures were Shaq, right. Bernie Madoff.
Right.
But all right. So, but really though, Ieyasu Tokugawa was one, and Nobunaga Oda, and Ryoma Sakamoto. These are like Japanese figures, I think. Anyway, all right, theme of Cleopatra. That's what we're going to hear.
Okay.
This is music from Super Mahjong Taikai. So this is theme of Cleopatra from Super Mahjong Taikai.
I liked your Cleopatra moves.
Yeah, yeah. I was just kind of doing, that's called the Cleopatra.
You know, at the next dance party.
It's called the Cleopatra off. Well, we were kind of having a Cleopatra off, actually, you know, because you were doing the Cleopatra move as well.
Right. I just felt it's like when I was doing the shiver that one time.
Yeah. So this is music composed by Hiyori Wakakua, possibly. But, yeah, it's a nice track, and, yeah. It's tender.
Oh, tender. Yes.
Tender.
Back to the Mega Drive for Telltale Mahjong.
Mm-hmm. It's a Sunsoft game, right?
I think so. I don't remember. I'll look that up. The author, I can tell you, is unknown.
Okay.
It is a Sunsoft, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be playing BGM1.
Okay, yeah. You know, we heard from BGM4 on this game back on the Sunsoft episode. But actually, I don't believe Sunsoft developed this. It was Chat Noir.
Chat Noir
was the name of the developer, I think.
Mm. Okay. In any case, Unknown is bringing you BGM1. Telltale Mahjong BGM1. Boom. Flutes. flute style. turn this part that's coming up. Let's go for round two here. This makes the track for me right here. Love that part.
This kind of sounds like the theme song to Wayne's World a little bit.
Wayne's World?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, the video game Wayne's World.
No. Even in the movie, you know?
But Wayne's World, party time.
No, it's like, Wayne's World, party on, excellent. Wayne's World.
I don't hear it.
No, it's like That part, yeah.
Oh, a little trumpet action.
Listen. Here it goes. I don't know, something. Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
Mahjong time. Excellent.
All right. Next up, another Super Famicom game. Most of my picks were Super Famicom. I have like one Mega Drive and one Famicom, but okay, they're mostly Super Famicom. This one is called Shodan Kurai Ninte Shodan Pro Mahjong.
Okay.
Composers are Eurythm and possibly Kenichi Fuji. We're going to hear the title screen, and this track has a very Ryuichi Sakamoto sound to it. It's you know, it's kind of got that it's got that what's it called, you know, Merry Christmas Mr. Lawrence sound to it.
Okay,
so anyway, yeah, music from Shodan Kurai Ninte Shodan Pro Mahjong. This is Shodan Kurai Ninte Shodan Pro Mahjong, music by Eurythm and possibly Kenichi Fuji. This is the title screen.
Man, this is kind of sexy.
It is. It's emotional. It's kind of emotional, but it totally sounds like Ryuichi Sakamoto to me. Yeah.
This is a hot. Hot Mahjong jam right there.
Let's check out the beginning part. It doesn't repeat. The beginning part doesn't repeat. It's like a, I love that. Da 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 da.
Let me hit that intro one more time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, okay. Well, do you want to get to... It's going to kind of repeat the intro, but it's like...
No, I like that hard intro.
Oh, really?
I want to try something, see what you think.
Okay, well, let's hear this part one more, okay. First, real quick. Oh, I love that right there. All right, here we go. Ready?
Hey, girl. You looking for a Kong? I know you're tired of all these chows coming at you. All these pongs, too. I'll tell you what, though. I only got eyes for you. That's Mahjong style. That's a Mahjong style love shout out right there.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very sexy, Rob.
Yeah. Okay.
Love this part right here. Da, 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 da. Like that. Domino.
Yo, girl, can I meld with you?
Meld. That's a term.
Mahjong term. Uh-huh. Mahjong term, yeah. Let's see here. You know what? I'm going to keep it going. Mega Drive style for me. Gyuambura Jiko Chushinya Katayam Ripper. It's a Mega Drive track.
Yeah.
Mega Drive game, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
The composer is Fumihito Kasatani Tadashi, and I will be playing sound code 0C. Kiwambura Jiko Trushinya Kataya Maripper. Sound code 0C. Now, you heard that last part, right?
Yeah, it got really crazy.
I don't know if... Well, you're not really a Genesis kid, but do you know what that was?
I mean, I was kind of a Genesis kid. I mean, yeah.
Well, let me tell you what that was.
Okay.
That was actually a Genesis overloading.
Uh-huh.
And coming apart at the seams.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's very few tracks that do that
on
the Genesis.
Uh-huh.
This is one of them.
Yeah.
So you could hear that the Genesis chips were literally flying out of the console.
Sure, yeah.
The cartridge would start to smoke.
Yeah.
The light would just start blinking.
Yeah,
and then eventually the little red LED would just pop.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And your screen would just explode.
Yeah.
And that's what that was at the very end.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a rare phenomenon, but this is one of the tracks that was able to do that.
Yeah, wow, yeah.
It sets you up by kind of lulling. It's what we were talking about earlier.
It's a trap.
It relaxes you, but then it's kind of unrelaxes you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is beautiful right here.
Yeah, you have no idea what to expect on this one. You have no idea where this was going to go, you know? Right? It's kind of funny, huh? You're hearing this, right? You had no idea that this is all of a sudden it's going to pick up and, you know, become all crazy.
Right.
It actually kind of sounded like that crazy solo from that Bill and Ted game. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Kind of sounded like. By the way, this game was made by Game Arts, which also made the game, Jano Toriumon. You know, the other Mahjong game that I played on the Slow Jams episode?
Yeah.
They made that same, it's the same developer.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're really kind of cornering the Mahjong market.
Aha.
The Mahjong Mega Drive market.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, as you can see here, this is when it starts to really pick up. And the drums start kicking in there.
Yeah.
Right? This is when you're really like jamming out.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you start to say to yourself, my controller is feeling unusually warm.
Uh-huh.
What's going on? Maybe it starts to vibrate a little bit.
Yeah.
And now you notice your console is vibrating a little bit.
Yeah, that those noises like...
Right.
You hear that?
Right, so there's... You hear that?
Yeah.
That's a chip just popping.
Right. The circuit's unraveling.
Right. Boom, now it's starting to smoke. Now you're probably saying, Mom, what's going on? Boom, now your cartridge just ejected out. That's somewhere on the ceiling. Boom, smoke. If you had a Super Nintendo, your Genesis just jumped on top of it and is trying to beat it to a pulp right there. You know how some boxers hit the speed bag? That's the Genesis hitting the Super Nintendo.
Really? You think so?
Yeah.
The Super Nintendo is more of a lover, not a fighter.
Well, I'm just saying, it's, the track just goes so crazy that it just makes your Genesis do...
It's a Genesis becoming rabid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm
glad. Why you have to get a shotgun and shoot him.
Shoot him
at one point. You don't want to. You love the Genesis. You love the Mega Drive, but
right.
He's got to die.
Yeah,
or she's got to die. Or whatever.
Of course, you know, right.
It's got to die. Yeah, that's and that's what happens at the end. It's just going really rabid at the end, and then you just blast it, and it's over. And then you just reminisce. So, all right. Well, I'm going to move on to a game here. This is called the Mahjong Tohaiden. Okay? The Mahjong Tohaiden. This is a Super Famicom game, and the music is composed by Soshi Hosoi and Pieroo or something. I don't know. Now, this is definitely one of the most unusual soundtracks I've ever come across. In my whole experience listening to video game soundtracks.
Okay.
Probably this and Equinox are probably the weirdest soundtracks I've ever heard. All of the tracks in this game are super minimalist. And I mean that in a sort of 20th century classical music kind of way.
Okay.
So the sounds, a lot of it sounds like kind of Terry Riley or Steve Reich. And it actually particularly sounds like Steve Reich's Different Trains, if anybody's familiar with that. Or maybe even music for 18 musicians, but I think more so Different Trains. There's really weird time signatures. And it also has a very sort of dark tone to it as well. It's so weird. The soundtrack is so weird. I mean, it really is. It really is one of the most unusual soundtracks I've ever come across. So... I'll talk more about it when we come back, but here's a track called Mr. Diviner,
right?
I guess, or something like that.
Yes. Mr. Diviner,
I guess. And this is just so weird. This game is so weird. The track titles are just even weird too, actually. So weird. But anyway, listen for this track. There's even a guy talking during the track. It's so weird. but it's this totally minimalist, this sort of 20th century minimalist kind of approach. All right, music from The Mahjong to Haydn. This is music from The Mahjong to Haydn, and this is music composed by Soshi Hosoi and Pierowo. This is called Mr. Diviner.
I think we actually heard Mr. Diviner in there at one point.
Right. Yeah, you hear this man's voice talking. That's why it reminds me of Different Trains by Steve Reich, because he uses like sound bites of people talking in that piece, and it's a very similar style. When I was in college, I used to really, really like sort of 20th century minimalist classical music. But this is just so in that vein. It's so weird. It's such a weird piece. But actually, this whole soundtrack is just really bizarre.
Right.
Isn't that weird? That's so weird. That's so weird. It's just so weird. I think it's so weird, you know? But yeah, interesting soundtrack. It definitely, and I can't even figure out what time signature this is, you know? What time signature is this? You know, is it maybe 7-4, maybe?
You're asking the wrong guy over here.
See, it's like... Two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, one, two. I don't know if I'm counting that correctly, but it's like one, two. I don't know. See, I can't grasp the time signature on this actually. I like how this all builds up to this one note at the end here. It's It's neat. I think that's neat.
Yeah.
So, Terry Riley's In C, kind of in a similar situation, too. So, anyway. Really weird game. Really weird game. I looked at some of the gameplay footage of it, too. It's weird.
Okay.
It's kind of a creepy game. Something kind of creepy.
Creepy.
Yeah, something kind of creepy.
I will be closing out my set with a track from Ide Yosuke Meiji no Jisen Mahjong 2, mm-hmm. which we already heard from.
Yeah.
And we picked the same three tracks.
Yes.
I'm going to go with one of the other tracks that you and I both picked.
Yeah.
From composer Norihiko Togashi. Track. Hold on, I lost my composer page.
Norihiko Togashi.
I was trying to look up the song that this reminded me of.
Oh.
And I think this is the same game when I told you it sounded like that other song.
No.
Was this the game we were talking about?
What?
I told you there was a song. Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Yeah.
And then you said you didn't know that song.
All right.
I'm wondering if this is the game that we were just talking about, because this reminds me of that song again.
Oh, really?
Frankie Valli.
Oh, really? No, I don't know.
The lyrics goes, something, you'd be like, heaven to touch.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
No, but... Anyway, the point is that it sounds a lot like a... Like that track. Hold on. I'm trying to use this iPad for the first time instead of my laptop. Give me a sec here. Can't take my eyes off of you. You know what I'm talking about? You know that song?
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't. Sharky, back me up. Ide Yosuke Meijin no Jisen Mahjong 2 is what I believe I was trying to get out.
Uh-huh.
By composer Norihiko Togashi. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You don't know that song? Come on.
I don't know. Sounds from... I don't know.
All right. Whatever, man. You're not mainstream. You're not mainstream at all.
Yeah.
That song actually has been covered by a million people, by everybody.
No, I know. I don't know that kind of, I don't know a million...
You don't know that mainstream stuff.
I don't know a million people.
All right.
Well, we heard from that game earlier that you played from. It was made by Game Arts.
Right.
Makers of Jano Toriumon, which we'd heard from before on the podcast. I'm going to play another track from that game. Not the game that you played, but from Jano Toriumon. This is a Mega Drive game. And this is... The composers are... It's Mikano Associates, which... Mikano Associates... We're going to hear BGM 1 from Jano Toriumon. And this is for the Mega Drive. Here you go. Thank you. nice. Music from Jano Turiman from Makano Associates. This is BGM1. This is a paradise track. You know what I mean?
Totally paradise.
Both this track and the track we heard, the title screen track, which we heard on the different episode, just such nice tracks, just pleasant tracks, you know?
Oh, this is most pleasant.
No, it's truly pleasant.
Truly, truly, very pleasant.
Yeah, I love it. So nice, so nice, so nice. I like this part a lot right here. This gives you goosebumps. This part right here coming up. I love that chord right there. That chord right there, that gets me right there.
Oh, goosebumps, eh?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, I love that. Paradise, paradise bumps. I feel like this track, it almost seems to sweet talk the listener, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's kind of, it's sort of, the way the melody is, it's sort of sweet talking to your ears, I feel like, you know what I mean? I mean, if you imagine this, a personification of this track, you know, you would hear him or her going, dun, 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 you know, and kind of using hand gestures too.
Sure.
I don't know, something, you know? Anyway, very nice. Most pleasant.
Most pleasant.
All right. So for a full track listing of this episode, including the closing track, which we haven't heard yet, check out legacymusichour.com. And you can comment there as well. You can, if you have any questions or comments that you don't want to be public, you can email us at legacymusichour@gmail.com.
Right. And hey, if you make comments on our board, you know, we welcome healthy discussion.
Yeah.
So please, you know, our boards are places where people have posted all kinds of comments. Composers as well have jumped in on the action.
Yeah. Oh, did you notice that Matt Furness, I don't know. He got involved at one point.
On our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you mean Matt Hot Furnace.
Yeah.
The Hot Furnace, uh-huh. The heat.
Yeah.
You can always give us a call. 281 Sonic 91.
Yes.
Operators are standing by.
Users welcome.
Users welcome. Users
all
are
users welcome. Of all kinds are welcome. So, anyway, so what else? Okay, if you want to participate in this poll we do,
yes,
you can vote for your top three favorite tracks of the episode. Email legacymusichour@gmail.com. In the subject, put 122 poll, and you can list your top three in order of this episode. And also, the closing track is available for votes as well. So,
Can I mention one thing real quick?
Sure.
I wanted to just mention that I may have to have a discussion with you about this closing track.
Uh-huh.
When we started doing poll results, you had suggested that perhaps we should play the previous poll's winner as the closing track.
Sure. It wasn't my suggestion, actually. It was a listener.
Well, you brought it up. Uh-huh. And then I told you I thought maybe I liked having a closing track that was in keeping with the theme.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking maybe we should revisit that discussion again.
Uh-huh, right.
Perhaps.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. But then it won't fall within the theme, you know what I mean? The theme will be, well, it doesn't matter, I guess.
But it might just be some kind of, it might be a nice way to just let the listeners.
Remind the listeners,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Because as of right now, we're not even mentioning the winners now on the episode. You just look to the Facebook page. You'll find us on Facebook.
Put it all on Facebook.
And we'll put it on Facebook with the links when possible, when available, links to the tracks. Yeah. So, okay, well, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, just
at the next board meeting.
At the next board meeting.
The next committee meeting, yeah.
Oh, just hear me out. Just hear me out.
Yeah.
Okay. I was trying to have that discussion right now to the tune of the song, because I was kind of pleading.
Yeah, sure.
Going back and forth.
Sure. Okay. Well, anyway, our next week's topic is going to be our role-playing games again.
That's your jam.
A return to role-playing games.
All right.
So, and I think we'll have a guest for this one as well.
Okay. The guest episodes are wildly popular.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, I'm all on board for that.
So, okay, so that's that. Let's, What a nice track. Such a nice track. That's a good track. All right, so, all right, we'll leave you with this game here called Naki no Ryu Mahjong Hishoden. And
maybe he should. I don't know that.
And the composer is unknown. This game is, I guess, from IGS. And this is a Super Famicom game. And it's actually based on a manga, a Mahjong-centric manga. And we're going to hear opening.
A Mahjonga.
Mahjonga. There you go. Yeah. So we're going to hear the opening. And, you know, you thought that other track was sexy? This is kind of sexy, too.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
This track, yeah.
Right.
This has got a real kind of nighttime feel to it, you know.
Okay.
Kind of a situation.
Hey, if you're with your honey right now and you guys are looking to meld. All right.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, very good use of terminology.
Right.
So this is the opening from Naki no Ryu Mahjong Hishoden. Or should he? and my name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
And the name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.